Yeah.
We were just talking about mathematics, and in fact, you were just talking about the way that everything that happens in music can now be explicitly described as what happens at the atomic spectral energy level changes. You've done a great job at creating a set of very simple, very coherent images in which by the representation of tetrionics it is clear that whatever happens at the level of the atoms, of the spectral changes when energy is taken in or let go out of the atom, that we see exactly the same as what happens at the level of sound. For those who haven't listened yet to that presentation, please go back to that, because it is a fundamental foundation for what I will be addressing next, which is how we can understand health and disease in our body. Calvin, I'd like to first give a bit of a picture of why I created mathemusics as a concept, okay, as an idea, because I realized from the work of Bert Verveen that we can explicitly define health, and we can, as a consequence, also explicitly understand disease. In medical circles, it used to be that health was defined as the absence of disease, which is a vicious reasoning definition, which basically helps no one. Evidently, it does help the medical industry, because then they can see and show that you need to have disease for them to kick in and to earn their money. When we look at health instead, we can see that health is actually the continuation of the cell communication, the cell circulation within our body. I need to go back to the starting point. When you look at the human body or every living organism, then everything always comes out of the egg. As the saying has it, what came first, the chicken or the egg? It is always the egg. It is the cosmic egg, it's the egg of the ant, it's the egg of the snake, it is the egg of the chicken, and in us it's also the egg. In fact, this is the fertilized egg, the zygote. So when we work with that level of understanding, we can see that the first cell of our body, it divides and divides again, and then this system of cell divisions is actually a dynamic which brings the cell activity from the physical to the chemical. At the moment that the cell starts to dissolve and the molecules start to reorganize themselves, then evidently it goes from the chemical to the atomic, to the electromagnetic, when the atoms start to reorganize themselves as the molecules split and divide. So we go to a deeper atomic process. But then there is a much deeper level still, which is where the atoms are actually defined and redefined by the electromagnetic fields which link them, which bind them. And that is where tetrionics then adds something to our understanding which was not available before. We can actually step out of the physical description, which in the cell division starts from the physical of the materials, then the chemical of the molecules, and then the electromagnetic of the atoms, and continue to the phase level of the electromagnetic field. All of that is describable as vibrations. So when you look at that whole system of cell division, you can see that it goes from material to the molecular to the atomic to the phase energies of the electromagnetic field. But all of that is only different degrees of vibrations, different levels of coherence of vibration. And if you look at it in the terms of alchemy, you would see that the electromagnetic field would be what the alchemists call the fire level, the electromagnetic shapes of the atoms, with our fuzzy representation in physics as we knew it, would be the air level. Then at the moment that these atoms come together with these sort of semi-liquid molecular forms, that would be the water level of alchemy. And when the molecules start to bond and bind, that would be the physical level of alchemy. But all of them are just different levels of vibrations in coherence. So to describe the same in a different manner, at the electromagnetic field, we are dealing with phase information, and that's literally information in formation. So the electromagnetic field, which is explicitly described in tetrionics, is a whole deeper layer of forces driving the physical reality that we have. And as it is not physical, people normally call it spiritual or consciousness. Once that starts to make physical forms, and in tetrionics that is actually very explicit in the description of the tetrions, then you can see that the tetrions are, let's call it, the equivalent of the atoms in that alchemical model, the element of air, where you have fundamental units, but they are fuzzy in the way that are related. Once they start to connect and their electromagnetic fields around them start to collude them, start to aggregate them in some form, that they start to go into a clustering, which in the classical physics would be called the molecular form. Then in tetrionics, this would be the particle zoo of the quanta and the quarks and the leptons, the mesons, the baryons, and that whole range of what's normally called the subatomic particles. And then at some point it comes together in very defined little engines of material coherence, which in tetrionics are the deuterons or the atoms as such, with the interplay of energies within them. When you look at it in a bit more abstract manner, you can see that those stages of the electromagnetic field, the tetrions, the particle zoo, and the atoms, is what, as I said before, the alchemist would call fire, air, water, and earth. But we can also call it, as I started to address it, consciousness, then energy, then time, then space. Consciousness would be the phase information level, which in our body would be the radio information field. The next level of the energy level would be in our body the electromagnetic interchanges of the cells, by the cells, within the cells, between the cells. That's the whole electromagnetic body, which has been described by Björn Nordenström, Herbert Fröhlich, and many others. So in our body we have this electromagnetic circulation, a very explicit energy field thus operating at the level of atoms as classical physics would describe it. When we go one level yonder, we will find that the energy then turns into a time process, which is known as the physiology, which is a whole system of frequencies interlinked and interlocked. It is the process of literally processing changes in the body. So at that level we are talking about time or processes or physiology or the mind in our body. That's just one level, and that's also the level that was described by Bert Verveen as the basis of health. And when we look further, we can see that those processes which are taking place between the living cells in the body are as processes the chemical level, but for the cells that chemistry is also part of their communication and their coordination, and as a result of that chemistry or that communication, that physiology, that process dynamic, the cells will produce materials which lead to the anatomy of the body. And that's also where I found the key to start with mathemusics. We can see that the anatomy of the body is simply the product of the cells. The cells created all these materials. And when we look in the body, we can see that those materials are solid or crystalline, which the alchemist would call earth. For example, the bone. But there are also the liquid crystal materials, and the bile is an example of that. These are materials which can be liquid or crystal, depending on the conditions and the circumstances. There are also the transistor materials, which are very literally transistor properties, as described by Robert Becker. So that's where we can see that the materials are actually oriented in such a way that they can guide the electromagnetic flow in one direction or the other, just as is done in a transistor. And there is also the level of the intelligent gel, which is where the materials are actually carriers of information, but more specifically forms of information. So when we look at the body materials, we can see that they are piezoelectric, they are liquid crystals, they are transistors, which is also called transducer transponders, and they are intelligent gels. Again, we see that same system of alchemy of earth, water, air, and fire. But what we also see is something which is much more fundamental and which is at the core of Mater Musics, is that we can see that the material forms are actually crystalline, and that the liquid crystals are, always at the molecular level with the process dynamics directly connected to it. The transistors are at the atomic level of actually operating the electromagnetic energy into different patterns of coherence, different directions of flow. And underlying that is the electromagnetic field. But when we look at that connection between them, one of the easiest ways in which I tend to describe that is in the way traditional physics would talk about the way the photon jump between atoms, that would be the first step, would lead to an electron jump within atoms, which could then cause to an electron oscillation between juxtaposed atoms, which then could finally result in electron bonding, turning the atoms into clusters. So then we can see that the transition from photon jumps to electron jumps to electron oscillation to electron bonding is actually the translation from information to energy to time to space, or otherwise the transition from pure consciousness, the light field, to the electromagnetic field, to the chemical field, to the physical field. And so at that level we can see exactly what the alchemist described, that there is this relationship between the light field, the electromagnetic field of the atoms, the chemical field of the molecules, and the physical field of the resulting products, but that the difference between them is only a transition in the dynamic. So the photon jump, the electron jump, the electron oscillation, and the electron bonding. And that I tend to describe in a simple geometry, which is that of, say, the photon level as the point, the electromagnetic changes at a line, and then the chemical or the molecular process cycles as a triangle, and then the physical resulting material structure as a tetrahedron. So that what the alchemist described as fire, air, water, and matter, we can now correlate and make equivalent to the point in zero dimensions, the line in one dimension, the plane in two dimensions, and the volume in three dimensions. And in other work I have shown that this dimensional relationship is the essence of everything that happens in our body, when information results to atomic changes, which can then result to molecular changes, which can then result to material changes, as we see in the process of cell division. But then, of course, at a much more general level, we can see that in the way consciousness will affect the regulatory system, which can then redefine the physiology of the body, which will then result in a change of the anatomy of the body. And that is why I started to work with math music, because I saw that doctors are looking at the physical body as if that is the basis of our living being. And in fact, doctors learn to look at cadavers, and most often they even learn to they start to learn about the body in looking at the skeleton. And so they give the bone a name, they give every notch of the bone a name, and then they're supposed to understand how the muscles connect up to that. And then somehow, but not very explicitly, they learn that it has something to do with organs. And much later they learn that there might be something about the sensory system to connect up to that. And this is medical history. So medicine, as we now know it in the Western world, basically started with artists digging up the skeleton because they wanted to see how the body which they were drawing or sculpting actually has its basis. And so doctors too started to dig up the bones, then discovered that they would have to dig up the corpses to see how the muscles hang around the bones. Then they would have to get fresher corpses because they would need organs that are intact in order to understand what happens at the organ level. And it is only much later that they discovered that there was this neural system with the hormonal system. So when you look at the history of medicine, it spanned hundreds of years to go from understanding the skeleton, to understanding the muscles, to understanding the organs, to understanding the sensory system, at least in Western medicine. Other cultures have taken a different approach, and basically they started with the information processing, then looked at the system regulation in the body, then understood that that determined the processes in the body, and as a consequence were less interested in the anatomy of the body. And actually that is where you see that the spiritual forms of healing look at the way we create our world image, how we think, why we think like that, and they correct the errors in our thinking. So they use all kind of symbolisms in order to do so. Once our thinking process is back in gear, then it is possible to readdress the way we make contact with our environment. In the car, that would be the contact point of the electric regulation system. And likewise, in our body, we have the meridian system, which calibrates the electromagnetic, neuronal and hormonal body. So that at that level, the organs will then have the information to reattune what they're doing to match the way we relate into our context. So spiritual healing first makes sure that we no longer make errors in what we are within our context. We can neatly discern the one with the other so that we can make clear decisions. Then acupuncture and homeopathy help to calibrate the electromagnetic interfacing with our environment. As after which naturopathy, and for example Ayurveda, can then reconnect the internal body processes to restore their integrity within the natural food chain processes of the environment. And as a result, the body will then reform itself because, as I mentioned earlier, the anatomy is merely the result of the production of the living cells in their own integral physiological cycle. And just to put an extra point of attention to that level, the organ level of these colonies of cells in our different organs, all originated from the first cell, the zygote, all are part of a circulation system which in antiquity was called the gods of the Olympus. Of course, they are gods or divinities in that sense that the organs are able to accelerate or decelerate our involvement in the environment, precisely what you described as the outgoing spiral and the inward spiral, or the explosion and the implosion, which can now be explicitly described in tetrionics. So that is also why I'd like to just connect what you've just said to these fundamental principles of mathemusics, which I have just mentioned. The foundation of mathemusics is that everything in the universe is vibrational. We have free field vibrations known as the unified field, which is not physical, which in tetrionics is the electromagnetic field. We also have a level of vibrations at the energy level, which astronomers would call the Van Oort gas cloud of electromagnetic charged particles. The mathematician would call it the Dirac ocean. In our body, we see that it is the atomic level of the materials of which our body is formed. And then that is a very specific level of vibration. And then at the next level, the atoms come to molecules, to form molecules, which are clusters of vibrations. And when molecules are measured in the laboratory, they are discerned by their electromagnetic spectrum. And that is then where we can see that molecules are actually little chords of music taking place at the electromagnetic level. But you've now described how we can actually no longer use that as a metaphor, but understand that as equivalence. And when you then look at the way the material body forms out of that, we can see that the materials in the body are just crystallized form of vibrations.
Yeah.
This is very important, because if we look at the body, we can see that the first cell, when it divides again and again and again, there are patterns of communication which are set up between the individual cells, but the individual cells actually work as little computers, CPUs. And together they make a computational network, and the organs are, let's call it, subroutines of the larger program. So we can no longer look at the body as a physical object. We must actually look at it as a computer in action, a processing computer, and we must actually realize that the body that we live in is not just a motherboard of a computer in which electrical currents are the equivalent of the software in the computer. But what we actually experience and see is that the circulation of information in the body is the software which produces the hardware. So it's quite the opposite of what we see in a computer. There, the hardware determines the software. And in computers, it is not possible for the computer to change the hardware by the software. In fact, when that happens, the computer burns out like a lamp, a light bulb, which burns out when the current is changed. But in the body, we see quite the opposite. We see that when there is a change of information, new materials will be formed by new cells to accommodate for that. So in the cells, we explicitly see that the software defines and creates and determines the hardware. And that is where you have now added a totally new level of description, because everything that exists in the understanding of physics, plus the added level of physics, that what is not physical but underlying that, is what we experience in our body. We can see that there is a radio information field that's literally a field, a bubble of software patterns, of like a cloud of a radio signal, a hologram of information which is associated with the body, that can then create electromagnetic currents within that system, compared to a thunderstorm or a lightning cloud or a hydraulic circulation on the planet of electromagnetic currents flowing through the body, as described by Bjørn Nordenstrøm. And then these electrical circulations will create local areas of functional processes. And they will result in coherent loops. Those loops at the level of the organs, so the electrical information communication, let me go back two steps to make it much more clear. So this radio information cloud is what we call consciousness. Then this charge discharge within the radio cloud is what we know as the regulatory system, which is purely electromagnetic, working in the neurons and the hormones, plus all the levels below. Then, as a result of these charge discharges, there are circulations set up, which we know as the organic circulation, the organic cycles, which are the organs communicating between themselves in the molecular circulations called the metabolomes. So there are loops within loops, around loops, between loops, of electromagnetic circulation in the body as defined by Bjorn Nordenstrom. They are a very coherent and a very stable network in the situation of health. And as a result of that, the individual cells use that information as those pre-mentioned three levels, the radio information, the charge discharge, and the local circulations. The cells use that as a kind of water wheel to pump information into the cells so that the cells locally can know what happens regionally and what happens globally, but also universally. And as a result, they produce the materials to encode the information in matter. But what we are dealing with is still only a field of vibration within vibration within vibrations. So when we look at it as cycles within cycles within cycles at the level of the organs, which is also, as I mentioned before, the level of the gods of the Olympus, then we can see that the result of that is that the cells will produce materials within materials, next to materials, instead of materials, to manifest that information. So when you look at our body in that sense, you can see exactly what traditional medicine said, that it is spirit creating the body. And that's exactly what is described by all of the religions that I ran into on the planet, that it's the information field that matters. And that's precisely what you describe in Tetrionics, that it is the electromagnetic field that will create matter, but also will create the motion of matter. So in our body, we see that. And Mathemusics defines that at that deepest level, that everything is the universe is a field of vibration. And Edward Schrödinger said that that we need to understand that our body is a vibrational field existing within the universe as a vibrational field. And so the interaction between them is also a vibrational field. It is much more simple to look at that at the cellular level, because then you can see that the cell is a vibrational field in which the material form, the chemical form, the electromagnetic form, and the information form are all unified. And exactly as the alchemist said, that there is this transmutation between, say, the level of the electron, the photon jump, the level of the electron jump, the level of the electron oscillation, and the level of the electron bonding, which is where the alchemist described that there is this light field creating this electromagnetic charge discharge field, creating that chemical field, creating that physical form. So Mathemusics picks up on that idea of Bert Vervain, that we should not look at the anatomy of the body, but we should look at the physiology. When we look at the physiology, we see that all of it is vibrations within vibrations, and that it is very nice to describe that as the harmony of the cycles within cycles. And that's the harmony of cycles within cycles is where we can then see it in the terms of the music notation, which is what I explored with Henk, who really helped to understand that, yes, indeed, we can recognize everything that is described by musicians and performed by musicians as related to the processes of the cell communication in the body. In fact, not only to the body, but to everything in the universe. So there's this whole universal level of cycles within cycles, the music of the body, which is directly related to our health as addressed by Bert Vervain. But there is also that level which in the body we see not as the organic level of the cycles within cycles, but as the regulatory system which is above that of the attunement of the cycles within the cycles, which is where in physics you would not look at the wave nodes addressed by Einstein in relativity, which would be the physiological level, but we need to look at the regulatory system as the crossing point from one wave node to the other, which was addressed by Max Planck in the quantum level of description. So in our body we can see that that quantum level of attunement of one wave to the other is exactly the same as the attunement of one cell cycle or organ cycle or natural cycle to the other. And we can see that our whole body is a processor, a computer, highly specific about the calibration of the precision of the attunement of the internal cycles and the external cycles. And in the regulatory system, we see that as the calibration of the boundaries of the system, where the internal wave cycle and the external wave cycles connect, so that that calibration of the inside and the outside, which is processed by acupuncture and which is also addressed by homeopathy, gives the recalibration of the internal versus the external cycles. So then we can see that it is that that level, which in medicine was described by Hans Schlei, Slavic pronunciation, and he was working on what happens when health is changed. So where you were talking about the persistent, the maintained note of music, which then becomes the equivalent of a photon in physics, a carrier wave of a continuing system, as described by the physiology in the state of health, as made explicit in the description of Bert Vervain, there is also this calibration of these waves between them in the connection point of the waves, as addressed by Hans Schlei. And that is where we can then see that the regulatory system actually tunes the explosions and the implosions, which are called the diseases of inflammation or the diseases of sclerosis, which is actually where the body becomes less physical. Diseases of inflammation are the body becomes too physical, the disease of sclerosis or condensation. And that is also what the alchemist called Dissoluo and coagulo. For the alchemist, those were the two principles. And dissoluo, to dissolve, is the expanding spiral. The materiality is lost. The information becomes more predominant. Or coagulo, the information is lost and the material becomes predominant. And in our body, there are levels at which these circulations are stabilized. But between the levels, there are changes taking place all the time. And that's what Hans Schlei described in addressing this dynamic of the corticosteroids. And he called it the inflammatory corticosteroids, the glucocorticosteroids, the plant-like corticosteroids, which are plant-like, like in the flow of the saps of the plant. And the opposite are the mineralocorticosteroids, which are the also known as the anti-inflammatory, but in fact they are more like the freezing, the materializing, the condensing effect. So in that description of Hans Schlei, you can see that he addresses this notion of inflammation and anti-inflammation in the form of the vegetative level and the mineral level of the body, quite literally, which is also the expanding spiral and the contracting spiral, as you just defined it in the tetrionic notation for mathemusics. And in Chinese medicine, you can see that there are actually understandings of three levels. That there is the cell cycle, that's the organ cycle, and there is the body process cycle, or the life cycles. And all of these three are stable cycles within themselves and between themselves. And those are known as the divisions in Chinese medicine. And those are the levels of health described by Bert Vervain. That's where we have cyclic coherence compared to musical harmonies. But then mm-hmm. between them, we have these levels of adaptation described by Hans Schley with the inflammation, anti-inflammation, or the expanding cycle, the spiral, the contracting spiral. And that's where it is then possible for the body to adapt in the environment, as a result of which the organs will adapt the body. That is why the Greeks called that the gods of the Olympus. And that is where that then leads to the change of climate. Christian Bernard talked about the internal climate of the body. The Greek medical tradition spoke about the humors of the body. And in fact, it is that that speeding up or exciting versus the slowing down or calming, which is also known as in Chinese medicine, and which can be compared to the astrological or astronomical cycle of the seasons. In winter, the hibernation; in spring, the activation; in summer, the full expression; in autumn, the retraction. So that the cycle of the year, the yearly cycle, is actually a spiral. In the planetary system, we would call it an ellipse, a spiral going out, connected to a spiral going in. But in the traditional understanding, these changes of the seasons, by the way, made very explicit in astrology, also in relating the external rhythms to the internal rhythms at the level of the body, the organs, and the cells, then makes it possible to understand that the whole calibration of the body is in that system of self-stable cycles. And in cybernetics, that would be called autopoietic, self-replicating cycles. So the body is a self-replicating cycle, the organs within themselves are self-replicating cycles, and the cells within them have a self-replication cycle. But between them, their communication, the communication between the cells, the communication between the organs, the communication between our bodies, is part of the communication of the universe, where we're not dealing with cells, but with ellipses, with spirals going in and out. And that is where mathemusics then sought to explore a completely different interpretation of our body, and not as the anatomy which medical doctors learned to look at, but instead as a system, a colony of living cells, each conscious and all communicating, and together they're calibrating, they're actually calculating, computing their balance in the environment. Not just that, but they're also assimilating, they're learning from the changes of the environment. And as Lynn Margulis said, we can conceive that from the basic amino acids, which in the pond scum then created the vital forms, the fungal forms, the vital forms, and the bacterial forms came together in different forms. So the microbes that lived in the earth, the anaerobic microbes, the microbes that lived in the water, the hydrobic microbes, the microbes that live in the air, the aerobic microbes, and the microbes that are able to work with light, the photosynthetic microbes, they came together and formed the eukaryote cell, which is actually what the Chinese tradition describes as the dragon. So that's where you then have earth, water, air, and light or fire unified in one system. So the dragon walks the earth, it can swim in the water, it can fly in the air, and it can breathe fire. In fact, the eukaryote cell was able to use photosynthesis to operate the oxygen system of the aerobic cell to maintain hydraulic hydrostatic balance within the cell, resulting to a stable cellular form reflecting the earth as the environment that we live in. Again, all of that takes place as fields of vibrations, which are actually computations. So that's where I started to look at mathemusics as a way to get away from this cadaver-based view of medicine towards a view of medicine as presented by Bert Vervain and Hans Selye. Bert Vervain says, look at the organs, because the organs between them, they have that circulation, and if that circulation is in balance, then we have health. In fact, Bert Vervain did a wonderful presentation of showing how there are two types of diseases. I mentioned that before as the expansion and the contraction diseases. And he called it the diseases of the loops getting too large or the loops getting too small. He related it all to feed forward and feed back. If there was no feed forward closure, then the system would escape and lose itself, basically dissolve in an information process. The physics going back to chemistry, going back to electromagnetism, basically dissolve as a cloud of information. Life going out as a fart. Or the other way around, that the condensation diseases, the feedback cycle, sort of links in too strongly, and then life ends in a turd, because basically the only thing you end up with is a material form without any consciousness carried within it anymore. So life is this very precarious, very delicate balance between the software and the hardware, but it's all about vibration. So we cannot really talk about software and hardware, because we are dealing at vibration as the radio information cloud, which Phil Callahan called the orgones. Then between such orgones of information clouds, we can then have energy information exchanges, which is what happens at the regulatory system level. That can then lead to local information circulation, which is what we see at the organ level, call it the gods of the Olympus, which then will determine the energy circulation information manifestation at the cellular level. So Mater Musics was this quite ambitious approach to see if it is possible to go from this material mechanical view of medicine, say the carcassologist or the cadaver medicine view, into this much more vital approach of Bert Vervain, where we can see that it's all about the cell cycles and the feed forward and the feedback balance. And then we can use that information of Hans Selye to see that the feed forward and the feedback are exactly the expansions and the contractions, the crossing points of the wave nodes in the light beam addressed by Planck. But then in this case, the crossing points of the internal and the external circulation of the food chain. So the food chain circulation outside of our body continues inside of our body like a current driving a water wheel. Mm-hmm. And so that leads to an understanding that we are not dealing with the anatomy of the body, because the anatomy is the result. We are dealing with the physiology, which is that level of cell communication. But we need to go one level deeper, because we're not really dealing with just the cells communicating between them happily and healthily. And that's actually where we talk about health being the same as soundness, which is also why I found a good reason to call it Mater Musics, and to look for the musical vibrations in the body and to describe this coherence of cell vibration, organ vibration, body cycle vibration, natural vibrations as Mater Musics, because music is that language for the vibrations. But we also need to have that level of the attunement to see how the harmonies and the cacophonies are interrelated. And that's where, with Hans, with Henk Kooi, we have been looking at levels of this. Hans Anderweg was somebody who already addressed that earlier, at the level of consciousness and our subtle sensations of the environment. And so we can see that this, what in English is called the subtle body, or the psychic body, or the body of information sensation, basically our information processing body and our physical body need to be seen as one. So yes, we have the physical body, but it is a result of the cell communication, which is the result of the sexual cell transmission exchange, which is the result of these microbes being formed in the environment as an outside in reflection of the environment, the cosmos on Earth. So all of that comes together to a system where mathematics understands that the software and the hardware are actually one, and they interchange, just as the alchemist described.
Yeah.
And we can see that health is the stability of these processes, but growth and learning and adaptation and assimilation takes place at that level of the spirality, of the vortexing. So yes, yep. We have a ball. Yeah. Our body as a whole is a kind of a ball, a torus, in which a spiral connects us with the food flow and the information flow from the outside. And that's exactly what we see in our gut. Our gut is just a tube going from one end to the other end to the body with a very precise calibrated timing sequence, so that in the gut we can actually, like we walk over the earth walks through us and the gut, and then the body can work with that at the physical level, at the chemical level, at the electromagnetic level, and at the information level. But it is the information level that matters, and that's something that classical medicine sort of ignored. And that is what we can now get back to, that yes, the organs digest food in the same way as they digest information, or more important, in the Western perspective, the organs digest information in exactly the same way as they digest food. But the process of that digestion is what we see in the metabolic cycle, in the sleep cycle, in the learning cycle, in the immune system cycle, in the life cycle, and so on. And that is where math and music then brings it all together. So, well, there is this immense complexity of cycles. Now let's see if we can address that in the most simple form, which is that of music. And can we then understand soundness as health, as harmonies in these cycles, that these cycles continue and sustain each other at the cell level, at the organ level, at the body level, at the divisions of Chinese medicine. But can we at the same time understand how these harmonies, like the chant of the Gregorian choir, of the Om of Indian knowledge,
yep,
is connected to a change of harmonies in which we will not just have symphonic changes, but we also will have to go through cacophonic transitions known as disease. So then we have a very simple model that we can equate health with soundness, with harmonics in the rhythm pattern, say the music of the body. But we can also understand disease as a transitional phase of the same processes, or the transition between the process levels as they take place between these process cycles. So that disease is actually a part of health, and that we no longer need to say, well, there's disease and the absence of disease is health. No, health is that universal pattern of cell cycles, cosmic cycles, organic cycles, life cycles, all interconnected in a musical tapestry, a music being the language of the interrelationship of cycles, rhythms. But part of health is also the ability to process disease. We can process change. The whole immune system, the whole learning system, the whole digestive system, in fact the whole sleep cycle, is calibrated to be able to re-establish health by going from the outer level, which is the sleep cycle is very explicit to understand that. In the daily life, we are connected to the world around it with our sensory system, which is actually the surface of our body. Then when we close our eyes, we go back to the body level. From the beta brainwaves of the environment, we go back to the alpha level of the body processes, which is the body circulation, which is the internal circulation of the body. Then at the deeper level of sleep, we go from the alpha level to the theta level, which is that of the organ circulation, Then we go back to the deeper level of the cell circulation, of the delta level. So in the sleep cycle, we go from the environment, or which is the surface of the body, to the body level, which is the inside of the body, to the organs and their connectedness in a Möbius loop, to the cell cycle. So in the sleep cycle, we go back to what happens at the level of the cell, which is the universe in inverse, the universe outside in. And then from that cell level, we come back to the organ level, we come back to the body level. And then in the sleep cycle, we normally do that 3-4 times. So we actually need to calibrate from the body level to the organ level to the cell level. Then from the cell level, we come back up to the organ level, back to the body level. We don't wake up, we go back to the organ level, go back to the cell level. So then we have calibrated one internal loop between the body, the organs, and the cells. And then it comes back up again, calibrating again from the cells to the organs, which are now better attuned, going back from the organs to the body, which can thereby be better attuned. And then at the fourth loop, we normally go out to the body again. So each sleep cycle goes takes 1.5 hours. And so most people do an 8-hour sleep, so they go through a series of these cycles. So every time it goes from the outside back to the body, back to the organs, back to the cells. And every time that happens, the cells get more stabilized, more balanced, and they become the tuning fork to reset the organs in their integrity and coherence. They then can rebalance what happens in the body, and specifically in the relationship between body and mind. That's why people say, let's sleep over it, so that they can correlate what happens in their world, so that they can actually contain it within their body. And that's also why the people normally say, sleep the healer. And that's this calibration cycle, where the body level, the organ level, and the cell levels get reconnected. And the cell level actually becomes the metronome, the tuner, the computer, the information process, the spirit level, which can then reconnect the whole body. We also see that in that transition, we go from the consciousness, as they call it, from the perception of the outer world, which happens on the surface of the body, to the subconscious, which is that internal body level process, to the unconscious, which happens at the organ level, say the gods of the Olympus, which then goes back to the out of conscious level, which is where magic always try to operate, and which is also where the description of God applies. That's where the information of the universe operates in our cells. That's also why so many traditions and cultures talk about meditation as medication. That you intentionally go back from this experience of the environment back to what happens in the body, what happens at the organ level, what happens at the cell level. So in Mathe Musics, I try to find a means to unify that, to integrate that. And I've been talking about the levels of consciousness, I've been talking about the levels of the body, I've been talking about the levels of information processing, the light field, the electromagnetic field, the chemical field, the physical field. But what I try to unify it as is in that level of descriptions of relationships, of rhythms, of consciousness, of energy, of chemistry, of physics. So that we can see that in our body we actually have this whole dynamic of the solid state, which is actually the image reflection of the information process, not just in our body, but also between all our bodies. And now with Tetrionics, you have given a very strong tool to put that in place. So with Tetrionics, you really connect it to the foundation of the universe. And of course, if physics says that matter is formed of molecules, which is formed of atoms, which are formed by quantum leaps, then the quantum must be the starting point, as it is in Tetrionics. But it should not just be the starting point for physics, but also the starting point for physiology, and thus also the starting point for psychology and sociology. Because in the work of Bert Verveen, it is very evident that all of these processes taking place within our body, the physiology, are also the processes which underpin our mind. The molecular circulation is the circulation of little electromagnetic spectra, which is the basis of our mind. But then, of course, everything that circulates within our body, as physiology but also as psychology, is also the basis of what happens between us, the sociology and the ecology. So that's when I realized that the work of Bert Verveen, which was defined for physiology and pathology, also applies to psychology and psychopathology, and also applies to sociology and sociopathology, and also applies to ecology and ecopathology. And that's where you can see that the way humanity is now severely harming Earth is a consequence of the way that in people they are not connected to the way they really function inside. They do not see that mind and body are one. You've already referred to the Cartesian cut separating mind and body.
Yeah.
But when you look in healthcare of all traditions, it is always exactly what you say in Tetrionics. And you start with spirit, then that will set up the regulatory system, that will balance the physiology, and that will create the anatomy. In Tetrionics, you have the electromagnetic field, which produces the tetrions, which then produces the particle zoo with all these electromagnetic interactions which play at that level, which is fascinating, and a story I hope we can explore. And then in Tetrionics, you describe that these dances of electromagnetic fields around these subatomic particles continue in the particles, but that means that in the atomic particles, but that means that the atoms are not physical structures, but they are at the same time carriers of electromagnetic fields, plus also carriers of these dances, these information fields, these radio fields around them. And that's where we can then connect that to what happens in the body, because that is what the cells use. And the cells use atomic energies, but in order to be able to know what they do, they need to have cosmic information. And that too is described in Tetrionics, because the cells working with the atoms using atomic energies are basically recompiling tetrions using the particle zoo to reorganize the atoms. But they do that because they have the information which is connected around those particles, as the ship will have waves radiating out from around it, or a wake trailing behind it, depending on the kind of motion that the ship makes. So in the body, the cells already have that information of the electromagnetic field. And so we now need to look at the cells as computers, as processes of information. But then we can see that in the body and in the universe, this is always based on, say, analog computation, not discrete computation, but analog. It's not just the on and off, the ones and the zeros, but also it's the turning on and the turning off, which is precisely what alchemy described. So you need to have a four-phase level, which is described in the analog computer. You have the expanding wave, you have the top, you have the contracting wave, you have the zero point, and then you have the inverse. And all of that is already contained in Tetrionics. And with the pictures that you have now given for Tetrionics, you have connected that whole concept of sound and music to what happens at the level of the spectra in atoms. But in all of the other conversations we've had, and all of the other presentations you have done on Tetrionics, it is evident that it is all about that interaction between mass and matter, as you call it, between the information field and the material forms. And what I'm addressing is the other side of that, that we live that in our body as the relationship between mind and body. Our body is not a carcass, it is not a cadaver. The anatomy is the result of the physiology, which is the result of the regulatory system, which is the result of the consciousness. So we need to start with spiritual healing, then we can use acupuncture and homeopathy, and then we can use naturopathy and Ayurveda, and then we can use somatic medical repair techniques. So That is what I call integral healthcare. How to use the medical knowledge of the far west, spiritual healing, of the far east, acupuncture healing, regulatory system healing. We can use the medicine of the east, Ayurveda, naturopathy, physiological healing, and we can use the healing of the west, anatomical healing. And together, they are those levels of the light field, the electromagnetic field, the chemical field, and the physical field, the anatomy. So they are the levels of the consciousness, the regulatory system, the physiology, and the anatomy. And so in integral healthcare, all of that comes together in that formulation of mathemusics, because in mathemusics we can then see that we have that light field, we have the electromagnetic field, we have that heat field, we have the physical field, and we cannot describe the details at the light field because two colors blend and we can't see what happened before. We cannot see what happens at the electromagnetic field because that produces an electromagnetic field. We're basically where we were before. We cannot describe it at the physical field because basically we're too late. We cannot see the processes anymore. We can only see the results. But we can see what happens at the physiological level, which is the chemical level, which is at that level of vibrations, which is the level of sound. So then suddenly we can see that there is this relationship between the heat flows, the electromagnetic flows, charge discharges, the chemical interactions, and the cell cycle processes, all as a wide range of sound. And this is something which you have now fully bridged by showing that there is this kappa constant, which makes it possible to describe everything at the level of the sound field of the body, which is the chemical field, which is the thermodynamic field, which is the electromagnetic interactions in that whole spectrum of the physiology of the body, which is also the physiology of the mind. And what you've shown now is that we can connect that to the light field, but that it is the same light field as we find in the spectra of the atoms, which puts it right at the basis of tetrionics. So I know I needed a bit of time to address this. Maybe this is also practical to round off this part of the story, because where we now have one segment of the story in which you beautifully connected sound and light, then the second part of the story basically connects mind and body. And you asked me for some questions about the further implications of what you have said. And basically, I have given it in an answer of, yes, I can see the implication of what you've said, because this is exactly what I'm looking for in trying to describe what happens in the body at the level of vibrations, because we can no longer use this mechanical, physical, material, medical model. It is based on classical science of dead matter. Doctors should have learned about relativity, because that addresses the physiological processes. Doctors should have learned about quantum theory, because that's the regulatory system processes. Doctors should have learned about field theory, because that's the consciousness processes. But instead of having doctors go through the two centuries of development, from classical to relativistic, quantum, now to field theory, why not bring them up to speed straight away by showing how tetrionics encompasses everything that science has done, and connect tetrionics straight into the body and the mind and the soul and the spirit by seeing how tetrionics can describe mathemusics, which you're doing so beautifully well already, because you just started on this essentially time-wise just a few weeks ago. We had some holidays in between. So in a matter of weeks, you have resolved what medical understanding has not bridged in the last 100 years. And so if it's okay with you to sort of see my... how you asked me for a question, basically I gave you an answer. I gave an answer that this is how I see that what you've just said applies to the body, that the body is an integral vibrational field. It connects physics with chemistry, with electromagnetics, with information. And in Tetrionics, you now are able to describe all of that connected, which basically brings us back to the foundation of Tetrionics in the electromagnetic fields, the Tetrions, the particle zoo, and the atomic system with its spectra. So I'd like to round off this reflection, which is also a condensation of how I now have come to look at our body and our mind and our soul and spirit, all of it together, connected in Mathemusics as the condensation of integral healthcare, and to come back to you, hoping that you can reflect on what I just presented, on what I see happening in the body and the mind, because that, of course, will show you how I would like to use these wonderful images that you created for from Tetrionics for Mathemusics, because for me it is, and Mathemusics is just a way to understand health and disease, basically so that we can understand our life in the universe. So if it's okay, I'll just round it off for now, then come back to you.
That's okay. Fine.
One moment then. I'll just hang up and come back.